Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, asking, "How can he give us his flesh to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remain in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord. I never thought I would have to stand in the pulpit and address the subject that I have to address today. But in light of the revelations of this past week, it must be addressed. First of all, before we dare even think about how you feel or I feel, this is about the victims, innocent children whose lives were ruined by sick, depraved men, and then to compound their pain, when they went to the church asking for help, the church told them to go away and don't talk about it. I'm ashamed of my church. And my prayer, my deepest prayer, is that these innocent victims find relief and some comfort of heart in the fact that their knowledge is now public. However ugly this is, and I can't think of anything uglier, we are better off to be in a position of truth than with all the lies and deceits of the past. A couple of thoughts. Number one, we need to do away with clericalism. Pope Francis has been pleading this since he became Pope. Clericalism is that mentality that somehow I am better than you because I was ordained a priest. You put the priest on a pedestal and the priest is different. It is clericalism that gave birth to all of this. I am no better than any one of you in this room. We simply have different roles to play. And if you think you can't fulfill my role, trust me, as I look at you as patient, loving parents, I know that I could not fulfill your role. But we need to get rid of clericalism. Maybe we should get rid of this thing, and we should start to wear a shirt and tie like other businessmen. Secondly, if there were more women in leadership positions in the church, this never would have happened. You wouldn't have tolerated it for a minute. And the same is true if there were more lay people in leadership positions. The finest document to come out of Vatican II is a document called Lumen Gentium, Light of the World. It is all about who you are as baptized people, and it calls for the involvement of lay people at every level of the church leadership. And the last two popes did everything humanly possible to prevent Lumen Gentium being enacted. They wanted a clerical church, and they got it. It's called an old boys' club, and now it's blown up in our face. Everything has to change. I can assure you that things have changed in the Diocese of Erie with Bishop Persico. The first day he came here and met with we priests, he said to us, "I come as your bishop. I want to walk with you and support you. But let me tell you, if you mess up, you pay the price. I'm not going to take a hit for anybody." But change has to come at every single level. And quite frankly, if it doesn't, I don't know if I really want to continue ministering in this church. Amen.